Hey guys, Reed here on another episode of Formidable as Family. Today's episode and message is super clear. Your workouts should be fun. You should love going to the gym. Really, it's as simple as that, but I'll elaborate a little bit. And I think kind of this idea hopefully can spill over into everywhere else in your life, but I'm going to keep it related to just working out, whether on your own or in the gym. I'm a huge believer that the stories we tell ourselves are super important. And I think being human is hard. That comes up in these as often as mindset stuff, which is most of what I talk about on these podcasts. And I think one of the reasons working out is so important is because it helps us do controlled hard things, right? We can do really tough workouts. We can lift heavy weights. We can do hard stuff in a controlled environment. So we get better at dealing with things that are hard. But I think in CrossFit in particular, there's a lot of people that think CrossFit's like really, really extreme and it's really hard and like it's suffering and miserable and crazy people do it. And that's not always the right outlook, right? And then some of us that do CrossFit tend to have a little bit of a more extreme outlook on what we think like our workouts should look like. You know, we maybe think if we don't get we don't get a good workout if we're not laying on the ground, barely able to breathe after it. And the reality is neither one of those answers is wrong as long as when you leave the gym, you're more in love with working out than you were before. Humans love stories. So, right, I just said, I think are the story we tell ourselves is super important, but we also love to hear other stories. And good stories, whether it's books or movies, pictures, whatever it might be, usually come with quite a bit of suffering and sacrifice, right? We have a main person in the story. They have a goal. They want to do something. It's usually a higher goal or a greater good thing, right? They encounter a bunch of hard stuff. They suffer a ton. They sacrifice a lot of their personal needs, and they end up being victorious and successful, right? It tugs at our heartstrings. And it makes for a really good story. I think the problem is we look at that plot line and we think, or we equate suffering and sacrifice with success, right? So we look at our own lives that way now, a lot of times without even thinking it. So what happens is it's almost like we look and we seek out the suffering and the sacrifice because we think like that's how I'm going to make progress. I'm not making progress if I'm not in some amount of pain, whether it's physical or mental. And I think that's a really dangerous story to have, especially if we don't really realize that we have it. I've noticed it more and more in parts of my life. But I think it's super important in working out, especially when we are just getting back into things or whatever it might be. We think that my workouts have to be really hard and that I have to like suffer through them. And if I'm not feeling like I'm dying or if I don't want to go work out, then I'm not working out hard enough or I'm not going to make progress or I'm not going to see the results I want. And I don't think that's the way it should be. I think one, it's not the suffering and the sacrifice that is mandatory for progress or to be successful, right? It's just putting in the work. But that work should be fun. It should be something that we like to do, that we enjoy doing, because that's the only way that we keep doing it. There's a couple good quotes. One of them is, "Nothing great was ever accomplished without enthusiasm." I'm a big believer in that. There's no reason to live life not liking the things that we choose to do. I know we all have to do stuff we don't like. And working out's one of those things. So I dragged on a little bit more in this podcast or quick cast than I would have liked to, but my message to you guys is like, you should love moving your body. You don't have to call it working out, but don't get caught in the mindset that it needs to be miserable, that it needs to be this, that, or the other thing. Find something that you like to do. Find a group of people you like to do it with and do it to the level that's fun for you. That's going to keep you coming back. You're going to keep doing it. You're going to get better at it, and you're going to get to a point where you're going to do harder stuff. Hard things can be fun and we can still be happy doing them and we can still make progress and be successful, however you define that. But I think it's really important to avoid that whole suffering and sacrifice mindset. Yes, if you're doing a hard workout, you know, you might be suffering a little bit during it, but like you had a fun workout, right? So the idea here is, on the whole, more than half the time, hopefully a lot more than half the time, we love to move our bodies. We like to go do this. We feel happier once we've done it. It's not something where we feel miserable about it or we have to drag ourselves out of bed. And ultimately, that's just a way better way to live life. I hope this one helped you guys at least a little bit, and see if you can't find a little bit more joy, a little bit happiness, and remove any of that unneeded suffering that you've got in your lives. Take care.